You're listening to Blue Collar CEO, the podcast that's all about helping you build a better, more profitable, and more sustainable home service business. Each week, we'll cover a different topic that will help enable your company to move forward to success. And here's your host, Ryan Redding.
What's up, Blue Collar CEOs? It's Ryan. It's awesome to be back with you today. Today, we're going to be meeting with Zach Garside. Zach is the CEO of a company called Power Selling Pros. That's where contractors go to turn customer service into a profit center. Since 2015, Zach has coached more CSR teams than he can count and how to book more calls and wow more customers. Today, he and his team train more than 1,100 CSR reps across the home services industry. He has a lot to say about how to actually build a CSR department. So today we're going to be talking about those three pillars that he's identified. Let's jump on in. Zach, I am really glad that we've been able to get you on the show. I've been trying to get you on the show for quite a while, so I'm glad we could make it happen. But for those who don't know yet who you are and what you do, let's maybe start there. Who are you? What do you do?
Yes, howdy. My name is Zach. I'm the CEO of Power Selling Pros, the place contractors turn their customer service department into a profit center. My favorite pastime is playing catch. I could go outside and I could play catch for literally 12 hours and it'd be a great day. Something about that. Wait, I love.
You play catch. Like, is there a certain thing you play catch with? Is it like frisbees? Is it footballs? Is it
frisbee, squirrels? Football, baseball? I mean, any sort of, you know, object that you'd play a game with. I don't know. I'm just a sucker for catch. You know, if somebody's like, hey, want to go play catch? I could literally stand there, play catch, and have a conversation with you the entire day from when I wake up to go to bed. Something about it. I don't know.
Okay. So I can totally see like the nostalgic sort of like, it's simple. It's a great pastime just to be outside. But you just like, hey, if anyone's like, hey, I'm going to go play catch. I can't imagine the last time that was asked to me since I was like in fifth grade. Like, is that something people just like walk up to you being like, hey, bro, you want to go outside and toss the ball around? Like,
well, if you put it into the universe that you love that, people do. Yes. People are like, hey, man, you want to play catch? I know you like catch. It's kind of like I'm obsessed with the Philadelphia Eagles. So do you know what everybody wants to talk to me about right now? The Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody who knows I love them, the first thing they say is, dude, how about those Eagles? Same with catch. When I say I love playing catch, then yeah, you know, people will extend the invitation.
That's crazy. I imagine it like there's a whole bunch of people like secretly in the closet who long to play catch. They long for the simplicity of their younger days. And just hearing somebody be like, I'll play catch. They're like, oh, bro, how about, you want to go outside? Like, yeah, it's just like this guilty indulgence.
100%. Yeah.
Dude, I'm really glad to get you on the show, and a huge fan of what Power Selling Pros does. I guess for those, I know you gave a real quick kind of blurb. Like, how did you tell us about, I guess, your journey of how you got into the trades, how you got into CSRs? Like, because obviously CSRs are a critical function of so many home service companies that a lot of guys overlook. How did you land into the role that you are now?
Yes, it's an excellent question. Brigham Dickinson started the company about 13, maybe 14. I feel like I've been saying 13 years ago for 2 years. So 13 or 14 years ago, Brigham started the company because he was a marketing agency. He was doing pay-per-click ads and things of that nature for contractors. When his clients said, we got to let you go. The leads are no good. They just want the lowest price. They just want to talk to a technician. Brigham was, number one, desperate not to lose his accounts because he just had a business fail. But number two, he'd also been a CSR before. So he said, he essentially said, it's not me, it's you. It's not a lead problem. It's a lead conversion problem. It's a customer service problem. To which they said, huh. And he said, give me a month. I will teach your CSRs how to book these leads. Long story short there, he did it. It worked. His marketing company transforms into a CSR training company. In 2015, I had just finished serving a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And when I got home, I'd always had a thing for public speaking. So Brigham basically offered me the opportunity to become a coach at Power Selling Pros. Like, hey, you just spent the last 2 years teaching people about Jesus. Why don't you use those skills to teach people customer service now? And I said, okay, sweet. Let's do it.
It's kind of the same thing. Why not?
Yeah. There's a lot of love in both of those fields, I feel like. So I became a coach in 2015. I was a college student at the time, and I just loved it. I just loved how practical it was. It actually made me hate college. Like, I hated college, despised it. I just look back at college with disdain, which I shouldn't. I should look back on all things with gratitude, but made me hate college really because it was so practical, right? I was actually talking to business owners every day and CSRs. That was 7 years ago. And the time since, I've run the sales and marketing teams. And about 7 months ago, I convinced Brigham to make me CEO of the company.
So in your greatest sales feat yet, you took over the company.
That's right. I essentially wrote a 9-page doc with my vision for the future of the company. It involved me becoming CEO. And I sent it to Brigham and said, this is my vision. It involves me becoming CEO. Let me know what you think. And
good for you, man.
Yeah, that's how we did it.
Good for you. One, and it's funny because I can totally understand from his experience, because as someone who does marketing, I see every day contractors saying, like, hey, you know, it's almost like contractors think that when someone calls, they expect the customer to have like a Visa or MasterCard kind of in their hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was just talking to a guy today and he was like, he just wants only HVAC replacement leads. Like, I want everyone just to call just wanting a new system. Like, bro, that would be fantastic. That's not how the world works. It would be fantastic if everyone was like, you know what? Why fix this thing when I can just get a whole new one for a whole lot more? People just don't think that way. And I think so many contractors forget the experience of the customer. Like, you know, contractors are focused on their business, understandably, like, it makes sense, but they forget about their customer's experience in the process, and how important a good CSR is to help maximize profitability, to help maintain customer loyalty and satisfaction. The CSR plays a critical role, right? So in Power Selling Pros, like, what sort of ways, or maybe how about this, what sort of challenges do you feel like contractors come to you with that they're just trying to figure out how to solve that you guys feel like you have successfully figured out how to do?
Excellent question. I've tried to, over the years, especially when I was running marketing, condense the problem that we solve for contractors into like this beautiful, really succinct statement. But I learned something very important. Good businesses never solve only one problem. But the traditional marketing advice is always like, what's the one problem you solve, right? And articulate. But truly good businesses never solve one problem. When contractors come to us, I've kind of grouped it into 5 categories. There is, we are hemorrhaging leads. We're paying all this money for advertising. We're getting phone calls, but we're not booking enough. We're only booking 50, 60%, which is kind of, we like to think that's kind of the average, is 50, 60%. It should be 85 to 90 though. So that's problem number one, is I'm paying money for leads and I'm just not converting enough into actual appointments. The second is, I walked out on the call center floor last week and my ears began to bleed. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I couldn't believe the first impression that my team is delivering to the customer. Unacceptable. Cannot let it sound like that. It's just bad customer experiences. And you know it when you hear it. That's the second reason that people reach out to us. That's the second problem. The third is team alignment. So maybe you've got 5 CSRs. Maybe you have 2 CSRs. But basically, Joey is fantastic when he picks up the phone. Sally's horrible. It all depends on who picks up the phone. no offense to the Sallys out there. If your name is Sally, I'm sure
you're never correct. Trust a Sally. You never trust a Sally.
But that's the second thing. That's the third thing. It depends on who picks up the phone. It depends on who answers it. And that is not a winning strategy, right? You don't want to hope that all of your replacement right. leads are going to go to Joe. You want to trust that no matter who picks up the phone, it's going to be an amazing experience and it's going to get booked. So getting the team aligned around a consistent approach is the third thing that people come to us for. The fourth is, I just don't have time. I just don't have time to do it myself. Like we value training. We invest in training. We train our team all the time. I personally don't have the time to listen to every phone call and give every CSR feedback on those phone calls. And that's what we do. We listen to every call and we listen to a lot of calls and we give the CSRs feedback on them. And then the fifth and final reason, my personal favorite, is what I like to call the cool uncle effect. That is, you've been teaching, you've been preaching, you've been training, and it's just not sticking. You know, you're the mom or you're the dad that says, clean your room, clean your room, clean your room. The room never gets cleaned. Finally, the cool uncle comes in and says, your room looks disgusting. And next thing you know, clean room. We are that third party voice that sometimes comes in and the contractors are flabbergasted. Like, I've been saying this stuff forever. How come when you say it, they all think it's the great, you know, it's a revelation and they start doing it. That's just the nature of a third party voice sometimes. You know, you got to have that outside person, that non-biased perspective come in and say, this is the best way to do it. So that's the fifth reason that the contractors really reach out to us.
That, I mean, all those reasons I feel like I have seen like real world applications of. I've seen a lot of people having 50, 60% close rates. And I love that you're like, hey, it should be closer to 90 if you can. Because spot on, if the marketing's dialed in, that should be accurate, you know. But also the team alignment is a big one. I think so many contractors focus on, well, at least it's getting done. At least the phone's getting answered. At least it's not going to voicemail like it used to.
That's a sad mindset.
And
sad.
You know what I mean? And it's like, well, it doesn't matter if they do it this way. Like, at least it's getting done. You're like, my gosh, yeah. If there is a measure of consistency, you know, take a lesson from Chick-fil-A here. Like every Chick-fil-A you go to, you know, you're going to get the same thing every time. Starbucks, like there's all the great companies and brands are able to do that sort of consistency over and over. I love that you do that. When you guys start working with companies, are there like a handful of principles or techniques that you guys feel like you focus on more that show like a bigger impact? Or I guess if somebody's listening to this now, they're not one of your clients. Like if you go, hey, even if you don't call us, like focus on this principle, focus on this technique. Like, are there things that you can pretty quickly say, hey, these things have low hanging fruit associated with them?
Absolutely. There's really three key pillars to building a successful CSR department. It need not to be more complicated than that. This is the first impression of your business. It's arguably the most straightforward department to run. And yet most people don't run it correctly. The three key pillars are, number one, identity. You've got to see the CSR department as the voice of the company. Last year, I went to a large call center on the East Coast, a call center that's fairly average in terms of booking rate, fairly average in terms of customer experience, but well below average on retention. CSRs come and then they go. They come and they go. You know, they're always looking to leave the customer service department. So I asked, what are you guys doing about this? You know, what's the game plan or strategy for improving the retention here? And one of the senior leaders of the company said to me, well, it's just how it is in the CSR department, right? They're the lowest paid. This is just kind of how it is. We kind of have to deal with it. And immediately I knew what the real problem was. It's that mindset. If you look at your customer service department's attrition and you say, that's just how it is, you should never, ever expect anything better.
Right.
You know, as long as you see them that way, they will perform that way. They will act that way. They are the voice of the company, the first impression. They are the gatekeeper. They should book 90% of the jobs. The customer's calling you. We talk about booking rates like we're cold calling sometimes. Customers call you. They reach out to you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, gee, I'm just curious what the local plumbing company charges for a while. Let's just call around and see. They call because they have a problem and they're interested in a solution. You should book 85 to 90% of your jobs. And you should see it as the voice of the company. That's the first thing, is you've got to see them that way. It's an identity problem. The second thing is everybody wants scripts. Everybody asks, can you get me a phone call script for this? Can you get me a price call script, a service agreement script, a cancellation script, an angry customer script? What happens if the customer wants service today? We can't get out there till next week. All of that stuff I understand. But scripting is not what you should be thinking about. You should be helping your team master the basics, the fundamental principles of great customer service. A profound lesson in this that I've been learning recently. My son is five years old. He's almost six. And he's in kindergarten. He's just naturally very curious about things. And he's got all these toys that his eyes are on. You know, I want to get this toy and that toy. Dad, how do I get this toy? How do I earn toys? And I say, well, the way dad does it is dad sells stuff, right? Dad sells services to people. I help people solve problems. And he goes, well, how do you sell? He asks me this the other day, you know, because he wants to, this summer, he wants to start a business, like cleaning up dog poop in people's yards and just.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's like, you know, we're thinking about like investing in a pressure washer that he can use to clean out garbage cans. And we've even got like a sick guarantee for him to offer, right? If there's so much as a smidgen of dog poop left in your yard by the time I'm done, I'm going to give you a full refund, right? So he's asking me, how do I sell? And as I think about how to teach my son to sell, I love my son. I want him to be successful, way more successful than me. And so I am absolutely running away from all of the complicated advice you'd ever give someone about how to sell. And I am laser focused on the simple, simple basics of how to sell. Why? It's not just because he's five and he won't necessarily comprehend the advanced tactics. It's because I love him and I want him to be successful. Therefore, I don't overcomplicate it. I only focus on the basics. It should be the same with all of the people that we train. If you genuinely love your team and want them to be successful, you will shun the overcomplicated advanced stuff, and you will drive home until you are blue in the face the basics. Positive energy and tone, preparation, good listening skills, empathy, focusing on what you can do, asking proactively for the business, building value before you present the price, and expressing gratitude. Those are the eight principles of great customer service. When we get with a contractor, we teach those eight basics again and again and again to the point where CSRs are like, can we do something new? Yeah. And if we get to that point, that's honestly a sign that we're probably doing a good job, because it should be about the basics, the fundamentals. If you do see your team as the voice of the company and you focus to an excruciating degree on the fundamentals of great customer service, you're going to be light years ahead of most companies. The final pillar, the third one, is just focus on one thing at a time. Usually when we teach those eight principles, there's people who think, even though they're the basics, they're still the fundamentals, it's easy to go overwhelmed. Human beings are very easily overwhelmed. Just pick one. Just pick one thing you need to get better at. So, you know what? When I get on the phone, our CSRs immediately jump to the price, like almost every time. Let's just focus on asking questions about the customer first. For the next 2 weeks, that's all we're going to focus on. Let's just ask questions to get to know the customer's situation. Tell me more, Mr. Jones. How long has this been going on for? Well, that's frustrating, but we can definitely help. That's it. And just repeat that again and again and again and again. Focus on one thing at a time. Those are the three pillars of a great CSR department. It's simple. It's straightforward. They're the voice of the company. They master the basics of great customer service. And they just focus on getting better at one thing at a time.
I mean, those are really good pillars. And the thing I like about them is I think someone can listen now and be like, well, that's well, that's not hard. Like, that's not complicated. And I think that's exactly the point, right? What's the expression? Any idiot can make something complicated. people who are really, really good are the ones who like are able to simplify it, you know? And so to be able to say, hey guys, you have these three things. Like, if you can nail these three things, you will build a solid CSR department. It's not like you can't not do it, because you're going to know the role that the CSR plays. You're going to correctly place them as the voice of the company. They're going to have a big focus on like first impressions, first experiences with the client or your customer. You're going to know, you're going to think bigger than scripts, right? So this is something I think companies like Disney do exceptionally well, where they teach you, if you're a cast member at Disney, they teach you ways of engaging with customers in ways that do not rely on scripts, but has this like consistency and cohesion no matter where you are. Mm. And I like that you're saying focus on one thing at a time, because so many people like get distracted. You're like, oh, if I don't do this, and I need to focus on this over, but it allows you the ability to snowball the progress.
Yeah.
It's easier. It's less overwhelming. It's easier to manage. I love that. That's kind of how you think about it.
You know what? That is a great, bigger than scripts is a beautiful line. I'm a sucker for a good one liner, and that's a good one. But, I was going to say, my wife and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago, because she, when my wife gets pregnant, she has this thing called I forgot what it's called. Now I'm confusing it with a different condition. hyperemesis. Sorry. Hyperemesis is what she has. It basically is morning sickness on steroids all day for 9 months. So, you know, puking 8 to 12 times a day for the entirety of the pregnancy. It's just vicious and brutal and horrible. It is a very, very hard condition. So she deals with that for the entire pregnancy. And by the time she gives birth, she's like, I need to get my life back. I need to get my body back. So she meets with this nutritionist last year for about 6 months, changes her life. You know, it gives her very, very simple things to do, start eating healthier and exercising. Not overly complicated, very simple stuff. It was so simple that like my wife was able to eat a s'more every night. She was like, I just love s'mores. So she eats a s'more every night, and she's like dropping pounds by the day. I'm like, this is crazy. Like, how is this happening? It's just the simple basics of good nutrition that she was applying. It allowed her to still eat things that she loves and get to the point that she wanted to be in her health journey. And as we were discussing, like, how is this working so well now as opposed to things that we've tried in the past? And we realized that as human beings, we kind of almost identify with failure and difficulty. We expect things to be hard. And if they're not, we think we're doing it wrong or that they're not worth pursuing.
Right, right.
You remember when you're a kid in school and you're like taking a multiple choice test? And you're on a roll, right? B, C, C, D. You're like sure that you're getting all the correct answers. But in the back of your mind, you're going, this is either a 100% test right now, or I am getting every single one of these wrong.
Oh my gosh. I know.
Like, I'm either crushing it or this is a flat out failure. It's so sad that we think that because it's easy, we can't be doing it right. Like, I must be failing miserably here. No, it's... most pursuits are actually simpler than we make them out to be. The hard part is the consistency. Consistency is all. This year, one of my goals is to go big on LinkedIn. I want to amass a huge following on LinkedIn. And as I have an accountability group I'm a part of, where we're like learning what are the best practices on LinkedIn, and it's really just like show up every single day. That's it. Post every day and engage with people every day for like 20 minutes. And in 2 weeks that I've been doing this, my engagement's gone up like 230%. And I'm like, oh, wow. It's just a matter of consistency. With health, it's just a matter of basic principles applied consistency. With great customer service, basic principles applied consistency. With sales, basic principles applied consistently. When my son goes out and starts his business this summer, I know for a fact that if he goes to every single door in this neighborhood and he shows up every single month to do the work for them, he's probably going to make a couple $1,000s in the summer as a five-year-old. He'll be six at the time, actually, as a six-year-old. Now, given he has a six-year-old, I'm not going to steal his summer from him and make him do that. But there's beauty in knowing that if he wanted that, if he chose to do that, it's right there. It's literally sitting there for the taking if you apply basic principles consistently.
No, I think that's a great lesson for anyone. Obviously, especially when you're trying to improve the CSR thing, but for any sort of skill, as you pointed out, Michael Jordan is a good example of that, right? Where there's always the stories of when Michael Jordan was practicing basketball, he would just shoot free throw after free throw after free throw. And my memory is fuzzy, but I want to say like his thing was he had to do 100 free throws without missing before he would move on to the next part of his practice routine.
I love that.
Like that's just doing the basics. Like you're not doing these fancy, complicated anythings. It's just fundamentals, doing them exceptionally well. And only when you do it consistently, in his case, it was like 100 times sequentially, that's when you could move on. And if people, and that level of consistency and commitment though is uncommon, right? So for people to be like, oh, that's all you do. Most people give up. Most people get tired. They get bored. They wake up on a Thursday and it feels too difficult. They're like, meh. It is an uncommon level of commitment for people to do something consistently. It's easy, but it's uncommon. And the people who are able to do that are the ones who really do excel. And I think you're right. If somebody, I'm curious, Zach, if somebody's like hearing you talk and what Power Selling Pros does and like your approach on it, and they think, you know what, I think it would be really advantageous if my CSRs were able to spend some time with you and your team and see how you might be able to help their business. How would somebody hit you up to see if Power Selling Pros might make sense for their company?
PowerSellingPros.com. If you go to PowerSellingPros.com, there's just a big talk with us button right there in the middle of the screen. You talk with us or get a training sample. Those are the two options you have there. It's a basic principle of you just go to the website and you get the option right there. Yeah, just powersellingpros.com.
And I'll make sure that list is that link is in the show notes. But dude, I hope your son has a ton of success this summer picking up dog poop. But two, really appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk to us. It was cool to meet. I was able to meet a handful of people on your team back in the fall at the Women in HVACR conference. They all represented your brand exceptionally well. Good to meet you in person. So glad you're able to take the time to come on.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Ryan.
This episode was hosted by Ryan Redding, author of the book on digital marketing for plumbing and HVAC contractors, and founder of Levergy, the digital marketing solution for serious home service companies. You can subscribe to Blue Collar CEO on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Visit us online at bluecollar.ceo and find us on Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another awesome episode. See you soon.